First, there was only Sol among a sea of stars. Alone, they formed the world by gathering stardust in their hands. From the dust pressed between their fingers, mountains grew. From their tears of loneliness, oceans and rivers flowed. From the water, the desolate earth grew lush trees and jungles. And from the new earth, Tierra was formed, and Sol was not alone. The world was beautiful and exciting, but the couple was alone in the universe with no one to share it with. They decided to create a race of godly children. First, Tierra brought forth gold from deep within the earth, and Sol shaped it into the golds. The golds were powerful, but vain. They wanted only to test the limits of their strength, busying themselves with their work instead of spending time with their creators. And so Sol and Tierra tried again. Next, Tierra brought forth jade from the caverns where the ocean met the shore, and Sol shaped it into the jades. The jades were kind, but focused. They were so immersed in finding new ways to bend and channel their powers that they had no thoughts of their family. And so Sol and Tierra tried again. Last, Tierra brought forth obsidian from the edges of the earth's hottest flames, and Sol shaped it into the obsidians. The obsidians were passionate but selfish. They sought only destruction, not the development of their home. Eventually, Sol and Tierra grew tired of shaping gods. Sol went down into the earth and planted their heart deep beneath the ground to be closer to their beloved. Sol's heart blood mingled with the humble dirt and, unexpectedly, humans were born. The small mortals were welcomed and given a home in Reino del Sol. By nature of their short existence, the humans held more compassion and empathy, loved more fiercely than any god could through an eternity. Sol and Tierra loved the humans most of all, so they tasked the gods with caring for the fragile creatures, to provide for them, inspire them, and learn from them. The golds, jades, and obsidians fought viciously about what aspects of life they would rule over. Sol put an end to the fighting by making a 7-pointed star out of clay and filling it with all the powers the gods could possess. All the gods took turns hitting it with a stick, but it was a gold god, Luna, whose blow cracked it open. From the broken clay, stars rained down. The golds grabbed the brightest stars, containing the greatest responsibilities. The jades searched among the smaller stars for the ones most precious to them. The obsidians snatched their stars from the dust and hid them deep in the earth, where the broiling heat and the pressure of their greed turned their gifts black and brittle. Agua took stewardship of the oceans and all the life within. Pandulce guarded the hearth and gave her name to the mortal's favorite treat, sweet and soft and colorful. Fauna made all the animals. Guerrero made the great cats in their own image. Quetzal made the birds in hers, and they were all beloved. The obsidians, Venganza, Chupacabra, and Caos, grew angry. They were jealous of how Sol loved the humans. Instead of celebrating human life with the other immortals, the obsidians wanted humans to serve and worship them. Caos longed for the world before this rigid structure. Chupacabra thirsted for blood, and Venganza crafted a plan to center himself above all others. They sought out Tierra, who was guarding Sol's heart at the center of the earth. The clever Chupacabra limped and whimpered into Tierra's path, tricking his attention away while Venganza and Caos stole Sol's heart. Without Sol's heart to warm the earth, the obsidians turned Sol and Tierra's cherished humans into mindless creatures who existed only to worship the gods. In order to save humanity, Sol went to the top of their temple. On a stone slab, they drove a dagger into their own chest. When the last drop of blood drained from Sol's body, they reappeared in the sky as a burning, brilliant star. As the sun, Sol was able to trap the traitor gods in the sky within celestial bindings. Back on Earth, Sol's body turned to lava, burning on the sacrificial slab. While Sol could keep the obsidians trapped during the day, there was nothing to keep them away during the night. Theeta stepped forward and took his beloved's molten body into his arms. Even as it burned his skin from his flesh, Theeta formed Sol's skull into the Sol Stone, which shone brightly at the top of the Golden Temple. He then took the rest of Sol's body and turned it into smaller sunstones. Each of the remaining gods took one stone and placed it at the top of their temple to keep the obsidians from returning to Reino del Sol. Sol ascended as the sun, watching over the earth and locking the obsidians within celestial prisons among the constellations. Every night, the betrayer gods try to escape, but the sunstones keep them away until Sol rises each morning. As long as the sun shines and the stones stay lit, the traitorous gods cannot return.